seeds and they perish. When mercy no more is revealed, we bask in the sunlight of glory. On heavenly manna we're fed, while some are the ocean in darkness, are starving for life-giving bread.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. Very cheerful good morning. We're happy to be coming your way once again. It's our sincere desire that we may speak something that will prove of lasting benefit to those who hear the broadcast. We maintain this work by faith in God, trusting Him to keep His word on the air and going forth each week by the printed copies. You see, we mail these copies in print each week to those who request them. If you're not getting them, be sure to send us your name and address and let us send them to you free of charge. Those who desire to write us may address their letter to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. This is Willie Murphy speaking. I believe I have something which will prove of real interest to our listeners, but let me first give you at this point a scripture from Romans 15:4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. For the next few minutes, I want to speak about the things which are written. It's hard for any of us to know what was the first writing which was ever done. Historians have delved into the mystery of when man first began to communicate his idea by writing, and indications are that crude forms of writing were in existence hundreds of years before Christ came. Sometimes symbols and pictures were used to convey ideas before the alphabet was perfected. But now in our day, writing is an absolute necessity. Without it, how confused we would be. We read newspapers, we read letters, and in fact, a good part of our life is molded by that which has been written. Do you like to get letters at your home? This is one form of writing which proves of great interest to most people. You see, it's sometimes a little hard for a person to settle down to write a letter, but most people sure do like to get them. When I go to the post office and come home with a mail, that is one time when the members of our family are quite interested. Sometimes they will leave other things which they are doing to walk into the front room to see what letters have been written to us. Then, of course, if a letter is addressed to one particular member of the family, they are all the more interested. Another thought about the written language is this. In most legal agreements or contracts, the only part which will stand when questioned is the part which has been written. Sometimes this may consist of many words written in small print. But after all, that is the thing that counts, and not verbal agreements. Sometimes letters bring joy and happiness. At other times, that which is written brings great sorrow. The Lord, realizing how important the written word is, has passed on to us many deep and wonderful things through His word which is written. Notice again the text which I read. Let me repeat it. It says, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. I'm indeed happy for the written word. In the time of deep sorrow or trouble, it is the written word to which we turn for solace. When Jesus was sorely tempted of Satan in the wilderness, he had this to say as recorded in Matthew 4:4. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. When he was again tempted to cast himself down from the temple, he said in verse 7, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And finally, when Satan so desired that Christ should fall down and worship him, our Savior came back with these words as recorded in the 10th verse. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Friend, do you have a Bible in your home? If so, do you read it? Do you consider it as a letter with good news from your Father? Listen to what John said in chapter 20 and verse 30 and 31. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Do you know that only God is the author of real, true, and lasting hope? You can read about it in that letter which he has written. Then here are some other verses which I am certainly glad have been written. In Malachi 3:16-17 we read, then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. And I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Let me show you what is being written. In Luke 10th chapter and verse 20, we read these words. Jesus was speaking here to his disciples. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Again in Hebrews 12:23, we find this verse. To the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. Sometimes the Lord has things to be written which do not please men very well. Pilate had an inscription to be placed above the cross of our Savior, and it said, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. When the chief priests and Jews wanted to change that writing, Pilate said, what I have written, I have written. You see, friends, sometimes the things which are written will be a witness against those who are unwilling to live up to their own agreement. In Revelation 20 and verse 12 we read, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. That will indeed be a sad day for many. But listen to verse 15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Listen to the words of this song by B.E. Warren. I have read within the Bible how a sinner, vile and low, need but come in faith to Jesus to be washed as white as snow. How the heart so stained and wicked, hardened by the guilt of sin, may be purified and softened till the Lord will dwell within. I have read how sin was conquered when he bled upon the tree, how its binding chains were broken that the captives might be free. How I need not still do evil and repent from day to day, but should find his grace sufficient, keeping sinless all the day. I have read how a believer, one who knows his wrongs forgiven, may be cleansed from sin completely, made as pure and clean as heaven, have the very root of evil from his being swept away, leaving in his joyous bosom an unending Sabbath day. I have read and have believed it, how the Holy Ghost would come in his power and his glory, make the heart of man his home, Keep it as a sacred temple. Seal its door to every foe and preserve it pure and holy all life's journey here below. Let us pray. Our Father, we're glad for the written word. We're glad also that you will and do write your word in the hearts of those who believe. Bless the words of the message today to all those who hear. May they find comfort and strength in the written word of God. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen to this song, My Sins Are Gone. The singers, Bobby and Doral Forbes, Randall Flynn, and Melvin Doolittle.
Ask me why I'm happy, so I'll just tell you why. Because my sins are gone. And when I meet the scoffers who ask me where they are, I say, my sins are gone. There underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone.
Yes, friend, that's a wonderful thing to have your sins gone.
The old time altar where God came in my heart, and now my sins are gone. The Lord took full possession, the devil did depart. I'm glad my sins are gone. There underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. I'm living now for Jesus, I'm happy night and day, because my sins are gone. My soul is filled with music, with all my heart I say, I know my sins are gone. There underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone.
Friends, it's been a real pleasure to bring you this message of the gospel from the written word. If we may be of any help to you, or if you'd like a printed copy of the message free of charge, just let us know. We'd be glad to send you one. Or if the Lord should speak to you and direct you to help us carry the gospel message to others, we'd be pleased to hear from you. Simply address your letter to the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Be with us again next Sunday over this same station at the same time. Until then, may the Lord's richest blessings be with each of you. Very cheerful. Goodbye.